This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home.
This is a place to live.
This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
Who are you? Some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
There goes a neighborhood.
Welcome to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. We are broadcasting from the Radio Realtors Easy Cash Offer Home Sale Studio. My name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor.
And I'm Frank Crandall, your consigliere of real estate.
And we are so happy that you're listening to the Radio Realtors today. And you can hear our show all over Northern California on your radio. And if you miss any of the Radio Realtors, you can always catch our podcast by searching for the Radio Realtors with Robert Lewis, Frank Crandall, and Garrett Reese.
And as always, you can text us or you can call us right now for a free, no obligation consultation at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO.
Because the Radio Realtors, we don't just discuss real estate on the radio. We are super active realtors that work with our listeners and our clients just like you every single day.
And you are without a doubt in the right place. If you're a potential home buyer, because we can help you get into your next home in as little as 10 days with the Radio Realtors Power Buyer Program.
That's right. And if you're thinking about selling your home, or if you've been thinking about it, we have the Radio Realtors Easy Solutions Home Sale Program.
And all of our listings include professional HD photographs of your home, a video tour of your home, a 3D virtual tour, radio promotion on our show, and home staging if you need it.
That's right, Frank. So call us or text us right now at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO, or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. And we have a power-packed show for you today, including these topics. Number one, 6 reasons to snag a home in the fall.
Number two, 5 steps to take the stress out of the home buying process.
That's going to be a good one. And number three, the solar energy lowdown, everything you need to know. And that's going to be a great interview with a great company, Nationwide Sun. And I'm looking forward to that because I haven't heard anyone that knows more about solar than this company, Frank.
Yeah, I agree, Rob. So don't go away because that is a little later in the show. So let's do this, Rob.
Yeah, Frank. So, you know, I don't know if you've had your first fall pumpkin spice latte yet, have
Nope.
You not a pumpkin spice latte guy?
No. Nope.
You know, I'm not either. But pumpkin spice isn't the only thing nice about the fall. According to the latest inventory and price watch from Trulia, the data shows that the fall from October 1st through December 31st stands out as the nicest time to buy a home. Trulia's inventory and price watch is an analysis of the supply and affordability of starter homes, trade-up homes, and premium homes currently on the market.
Yeah, the report shows that home inventory increases nearly 7% during the fall, and list prices drop 2-5% lower than in any other time of the year.
Yeah, and the news is especially good if you're wanting to buy a starter home, Frank, because during the fall months, as 70 of the largest 100 U.S. metros, they see the highest levels of starter home inventory. So here are 6 reasons to snag a home in the fall and not just that pumpkin spice latte that a lot of people like. I don't like them.
No, not going to happen. Okay, reason number one to snag a home in the fall: lower home prices.
Yep, October is the best month to grab a deal when buying a home. And this isn't just a guess here. It's based on the analysis of more than 30 million home sales over the last 15 years.
Yeah, Rob, the resulting data showed that on average, October buyers paid 2.6% below estimated market value in October for their homes.
Yeah, so here's an example for a home purchase. So at a $400,000 home purchase, 2.6% will translate into a $10,400 discount. That's not too bad.
Not too bad.
Now, at $450,000, that would be an $11,700 discount. And at $500,000, that 2.6% would equate to $13,000. And those are some big savings.
Most definitely. Reason number two to snag a home in the fall is less competition.
Yeah, you know, like the beaches and the campgrounds after Labor Day? Well, the home buyer herd, does seem to thin out as the days start to turn cooler. That's just the way it is.
Most summer home buyers have already found a home, meaning a fall buyer will most likely have way less competition for the available houses on the market.
And you know, Frank, less competition means that you will have to deal with fewer bidding wars, right?
That's very true, Rob.
All right, what's reason number three, Frank?
Okay, reason number three to snag a home in the fall is home sellers are exhausted.
Yeah, say hello to a little friend called leverage. This is a great friend that you'd like to have because sellers who have their homes on the market in the fall are sometimes people who they need to sell, and that can give potential home buyers the upper hand.
And if a home you have your eye on has been lingering on the market all summer, you may be able to make an offer the seller can't refuse.
That's right, you Godfather.
You may... I love that. Thank you, Rob.
Yeah, you're welcome. I know you're a big Godfather fan. Yeah, so the longer a home sits on the market, the more negotiating power you have as a buyer. Now, reason number four to snag a home in the fall is the holidays are just around the corner. It is shocking, but literally 54 days until Thanksgiving, 55 days until you start hearing Christmas music on the radio, and 84 days until Christmas, Frank.
Oh, my God. Yeah, this morning I had to put a coat on to go to the gym. It was like, it's changing. And not only are most home sellers just plain tired after the summer selling season, but they're also caught between a real estate rock and a hard place, and that the holidays are coming down the pike.
Yeah, right. So if sellers want to move and settle down in time to host Thanksgiving dinner at their new place, maybe put those Christmas lights up, they're going to have to close fast.
Yeah, so let us help you. Use this pre-holiday window to your advantage by implementing the Radio Realtors Power Buyer Program, 3 weeks to keys.
Yeah, that's 21 days, 3 weeks to keys. So we can start you out, and you know, we could easily have you in a great home before the end of October or maybe the beginning of November with more than enough time to enjoy the holidays. And we are going to talk about that process and the Radio Realtors Power Buyer Program a little bit later in the show with Dave Hood, who is one of the Radio Realtors preferred mortgage lenders.
And a pretty good golfer, too.
Yeah, he is a pretty good golfer. Yeah. Now, before we get to reason number five to snag a home in the fall, we are going to go to break, and we'll be back right after this. Hey, I've got Frank Desmachi. He's the chief technical engineer with Nationwide Sun. They are one of the premier solar companies in our area. You can find them at nationwidesun.com. Frank, there's so many solar companies out there. What makes you guys different?
First and foremost, the most important thing with us is we understand solar is science. It's not something that's sales related. It doesn't require salespeople, which is why we do not have one single salesperson or a single commissioned employee on our staff. We make sure that all our designs first and foremost are produced by our electrical engineer. Then it comes across my desk. Every single project gets my stamp on it before it leaves. This way we can ensure that our customers are getting a system designed for them specifically.
This is a revolutionary approach to going solar. And all you got to do to get your free, no obligation, no salesperson visit to get more information about solar is go to their website, nationwidesun.com. That's nationwidesun.com.
Hey, if you need flooring for your home, do yourself a favor and check out Zotex Flooring. But you know, don't take my word for it. Check out their hundreds of amazing reviews on Yelp and Google. Zotex is a family-run business, and their friendly design experts will help you pick a beautiful floor that suits your home and lifestyle. By the way, Zotex also carries a wide selection of cabinets and countertops. Zotex is your number one choice for flooring, cabinets, and countertops. They have three showrooms, Sacramento, Rockland, and Vacaville. You got to check them out online at ZotexFlooring.com.
Ants, spiders, cockroaches, termites, and rodents, nobody wants them in their home or business. But fortunately, since 1999, family-owned and operated Defender Termite and Pest Management has been getting rid of these pests and giving home and business owners peace of mind. And for a limited time, your initial startup fee is only $49. When it comes to pests, don't battle them on your own. Contact Defender today at DefenderPest.com. That's DefenderPest.com. Defender Termite and Pest Management, helping you to win the war on pests. You know, some things are worth the wait, but in today's real estate market, you don't have time to wait for an inexperienced lender to take 30 days or longer to close your loan. That's why we recommend Jeff Compton. Jeff can close your purchase or refinance loan in 14 to 21 days in most cases. If you want great interest rates, low fees, and a quick close, you want Jeff Compton and Guild Mortgage. 916-765-2900 or online at jeffcompton.com. NMLS ID number 298997. Equal housing lender.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
There goes a neighborhood.
All right, welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. Broadcasting from the Radio Realtors Easy Cash Offer Home Sales Studio, my name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor.
And I'm Frank Crandall, your consigliere of real estate.
And thanks for tuning in to the Radio Realtors. If you missed any of our first part of the show, make sure that you listen to the podcast, but you can also get a hold of us on our hotline at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. Or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. We're covering in our first segment six reasons to snag a home in the fall. Number one reason was lower home prices. That's a beautiful thing about the fall is that a lot of times prices do drop a little bit. And we talked about the savings. On average, it's 2.6%, which, you know, on a $400,000 purchase, that's over 10 grand.
Yep.
That's nothing to snivel about.
Nope.
Not at all. Reason number two to snag a home in the fall is less competition. You know, a lot of times the beach is clear, the campground's clear after Labor Day. Well, the herd for the home buyer seems to thin out a little bit too when it comes to fall. Just the way it is.
Herd for the home buyer. Huh?
The herd of the home
just
buyer.
Just came up with that. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, we did talk about it at the beginning.
But yeah.
Reason number three to snag a home in the fall is home sellers are exhausted. And you might be exhausted if you're a home seller and maybe you were trying to get a higher price in the summer and your home kind of languished. And in some markets, we are seeing that the market is softening a little bit.
A little bit.
Now, it doesn't mean that it's dying imploding or anything like that. So if you're a seller out there, don't worry, okay? Don't worry at all. But
it just won't sell in 24 hours.
That might not.
Yeah.
Or 24 minutes, you know, doing that. So reason number four to snag a home in the fall is the holidays are just around the corner. We said, you know, it's 54 days until Thanksgiving, Frank.
You need to stop this, Rob.
Now, don't you like...
No, you're
killing
me.
You don't like Thanksgiving? I mean, I love turkey, and I love the holidays. But yeah, it's hard to believe that in 54 days, we're going to be celebrating Thanksgiving. 55 days, you're going to be hearing Christmas music for sure. And then 84 days till Christmas. So it's just around the pike. And that means if you're a seller, you might be a little bit tired and you want to sell before the holidays so that you can be set up in your new place,
That's
right?
Right.
Now, what is reason number five to snag a home in the fall?
Year-end tax credits.
You know, and that is a great thing. And we understand that no one wants to buy a home purely to ease their tax burden. But there's a sweet added incentive to closing on a home at the end of the fiscal year.
That's correct, Rob, because come the following April 15th, you might be able to take some nice tax deductions, including closing costs, property taxes, and mortgage interest to offset your taxable earnings.
Yep, buying a home can truly make your life less taxing.
Very funny, Rob. What's reason number six?
So reason number six to snag a home in the fall is home improvement bargains. You know, once you close on the home that you found in the fall, you may want to upgrade your appliances.
And luckily, December is when major appliances, refrigerators, stoves, washers and dryers, and such are at bargain prices, according to the Consumer Reports.
Yeah, it's also the best time of year to buy cookware and TVs. So once you're settled in and provided you have some money left, Get ready to renovate. Now, keep in mind, the Radio Realtors are here to help you personally, and we are your go-to Northern California Realtors. And remember, pumpkin spice isn't the only nice thing about fall, even if you don't like pumpkin spice lattes, but it seems like there's pumpkin spice everything. We got pumpkin spice candles already burning in our house, and we just hit October, right? So fall just so happens to be one of the best times for you to snag a great deal on your dream home. So I guess the only question to ask is, why wait? Grab a pumpkin latte if that's your thing and give the Radio Realtors a call at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. It's such an easy number, 833-32-RADIO.
Or you can go to our website, theradiorealtors.com. Click on the Buyers and Sellers tab, and you can get all the information. Once again, our website is theradiorealtors.com.
And that website is such an easy website for you to navigate because
it's fun.
It is fun. You go to that tab, Buyers and Sellers. You can watch videos that talk about our buyers programs.
Yep.
You can watch videos that talk about our sellers programs. We have all kinds of options here at the Radio Realtors. So we're segueing into our next topic. And that is 5 steps to take the stress out of the home buying process. And we get a lot of questions from our listeners on the Radio Realtors hotline asking us about mortgage loans. And as you've heard us say before, the importance of an awesome mortgage lender, it cannot be overstated, right, Frank?
Right.
In fact, as a listing agent, you know, I just experienced the exact opposite. Check this out, Frank. In the middle of our transaction, the lender changed the buyer's loan from a conventional loan to an FHA loan, and they didn't notify me. They didn't notify the buyer's agent. They didn't even notify the appraiser. Then, once we were notified of the switch and the appraiser was notified of the switch, the lender realized, well, you know what? There were some other problems, and I'm not even going to go into all this, but there was problems with even the appraisal process at this point because it was an FHA appraisal all of a sudden, and there was like a shed that needed to be torn down and everything else. But they switched the buyer to the different loan program without us knowing, but then the lender, the current lender, found out that that buyer did not qualify for that loan program. So the buyer had to pivot and find another lender, and even though this lender can take care of this buyer and get the loan to close, the delays and the stress that this bad lender caused everyone is truly unforgivable,
Frank. Yeah, it sure is. And that's just one of the reasons why we recommend our preferred mortgage lenders to our listeners and clients all the time.
And we're fortunate today to have the king of home loans, the diamond, Dave Hood from Nexo Mortgage with us. Hey, Dave, thanks for being on the Radio Realtors today.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure, Rob and Frank.
Yeah, so Dave, getting a mortgage loan seems that a home buyer is going to likely experience every possible emotion. And unfortunately, a commonly used word to describe the loan process is stressful. And like, you know, what that poor buyer went through on one of my recent listings, what's your take on that?
Well, you know, when I'm doing a transaction for a new home buyer, or actually just any home buyer, my job is not only to get the loan closed, but it's also to make the experience as easy as possible during the process. And, you know, like you, we work on referrals. So I want my customer to be happy and thrilled when they get their keys so that they'll, you know, refer me to their friends and family with confidence that they'll know that the experience will be a pleasant one.
Right.
Dave, and when buying a home or refinancing, anxiety can come from several things. Most often, that anxiety comes from a home buyer not knowing what to expect.
Yeah, I think that's really true, Frank, because a common example of one of the unknowns is the amount of time it takes to get a mortgage. In fact, we received a text on the Radio Realtors hotline at 833-32-RADIO. We were kind of prepping for this in our previous segment, Dave, but it's from Kimberly in East Sacramento. And Kimberly says she wants to buy a home that will be her second home here in the East Sacramento area. But the lender she spoke with says she cannot close her loan in less than 45 days. What's your take on that, Dave?
Well, that's something I hear quite a bit. You know, I'm a mortgage broker, so I actually get to shop the different investors, and I can choose the investors that have quick turn times. So if you work for, let's say, one of the name brand banks, if they get busy, they're busy, and that's just everybody in their mortgage pipeline is going to have to suffer. Whereas if I see a lender getting busy, I can just switch the lender. So that's one of the nice things that I do. Also, right now, I mean, I just closed a loan 2 weeks ago in 11 days from start to finish.
Wow.
I closed it basically as legally, as fast as I could legally close it and stay within guidelines. So it can be done. I mean, most of my loans are closing before 30 days. 30 days is kind of a longer escrow for most of the deals I'm working on.
Yeah, it's amazing because, you know, there's a lot of lenders out there that can't close in less than 45 days. Some are able to close maybe in as little as 30 days, but almost nobody is able to close more quickly. And, you know, even with the recent disclosure guidelines and appraisals taking longer, you are able to close those loans. And when you're talking about 11 days, well, we were saying that, you know, 14 to 21 days is kind of your average, but that's amazing. And no one's doing that. So we got to go to break, but we want to give you our phone number, mm-hmm. and then we're going to get all of Dave's information. We've got some more questions to ask him. Give us a call at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO, or go to our website, theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. And we will be back right after this. You know, there are some people who believe that all mortgage lenders are the same, but do you believe that diamonds and cubic zirconia are the same? At first glance, they look similar, but to the trained eye, they are totally different. What's even worse is when you're in the middle of refinancing or buying a home and you discover your lender is a cubic zirconia. This discovery may cause your deal to fall apart. And if you want the real deal when it comes to buying or refinancing a home, you need the diamond. Call Dave Hood from Nexa Mortgage. Dave and his team are devoted to helping you get the right loan with the best interest rates and the lowest fees. And Dave can close most refinance and purchase loans in just 2 to 3 weeks. For a quick response, you can call or text Dave at 916-548-8225. That's 916-548-8225, or online at DaveHoodLoans.com. That's DaveHoodLoans.com. NMLS ID number 1660690, Equal Housing Lender.
If you're like many people in Northern California, your home is your greatest asset. You've spent years working to build your equity. Now's the time to put that equity to work with a reverse mortgage from Kathy Skoda at American Advisors Group. Learn about how you can tap into this important resource and create a sound financial plan that'll help you retire better. Call Kathy Skoda today at 866-961-6345. 866-961-6345.
NMLS ID number 1039827. Equal Housing Lender.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
Who are you? Some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
There goes a
neighborhood. All right, welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. We are broadcasting from the Radio Realtors Easy Cash Offer Home Sale Studio. My name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor.
And I'm Frank Crandall, your consigliere of real estate.
And we are talking about some great things. It's 5 steps to take the stress out of the home buying process with one of our favorite mortgage loan officers on the planet. His name is Dave Hood. We call him the Diamond. He's the king of home loans. And he apparently closes deals in as quickly as 11 days these days. But he's from Nexa Mortgage. Dave, thanks for taking the time and being on the Radio Realtors today.
You're very welcome. Well, remember, the 11-day close is when the moon's aligned. It's not the norm, but it's possible.
Are we going to have to give him another name? Because he just got elevated, like, king to emperor.
It's like rarefied air. It's hard to beat. So, Dave, obviously speed is a huge benefit for working with you, obviously. But let's discuss the ways that you help take the stress out of the home buying process for our listeners, okay?
Sure.
Yeah, so the number one step to take the stress out of the home buying process is either to meet with you in person or do like a phone consultation. But what happens in that initial conversation?
Well, what I really try to do is let the consumer, the customer, start the process. And just, I've just learned over the years, sometimes it's good to just shut your mouth for a little bit and listen. So I let them start the conversation off, and they, you know, it allows me to undercover, you know, to uncover their needs, their wants, their time frames, all that stuff, and ask any questions that they may have so that they don't forget. You know, a lot of times when I start getting into things, I can, you know, we move pretty quickly, and the customers sometimes can forget, you know, they'll have questions and they might forget them. So I basically let them air everything out right up front. That way we're addressing all of their needs.
Yeah. So you're assembling, you know, supporting documents for their credit file, and then determining what type of, you know, loan that they should do, right?
Correct. Yeah. We're going to look at income, credit, and assets. Typically, those are the three things that we want to identify right up front. It allows me to find out how much payment they can afford, monthly payment they can afford, then also how much down payment they have, if they're going to use a down payment. And then credit, of course, if we uncover any credit needs, if we need to get their credit score massaged up a little bit, I have some tricks that I can exercise. And that's kind of the, you know, the beginning part of getting the pre-approval. And then once we have all those items to get, you know, gathered, then we actually get an underwriting approval. So it's an approved loan.
Nice. So Dave, I know this is a very broad question, but give us an idea of what types of loans are available now.
Well, your average loans right now are conventional and FHA. FHA has a 3.5% down payment. Conventional has as low as a 3% for first-time home buyers if they're existing home buyers, or they've sold a home or owned a home within the last 3 years, we can do a 5% down payment.
Mm-hmm.
We do have in California three to four different down payment assistance programs. One of the most popular is through CalHAFA, the California Housing Finance Agency, mm-hmm. and that will cover 3 or 3.5% down payment, depending on the type of, you know, loan you do. And it'll cover a big portion of the closing costs. So we have people getting into homes way less than they would if they were actually renting, you know,
right.
It's just easier.
Yeah. So basically, you know, gone are the days that you need a 20% down for a conventional loan. I mean, you can go as low as 3%. And then it sounds like with FHA, you can go as little as 3.5% down, but there's some down payment assistance programs. How little can they actually put down with that down payment assistance program?
0.5% out of their pocket, typically. I've had people come in with $1,500 and get into a house.
That's amazing. So step number two to take the stress out of the home buying process is determine how much house you can afford and how much you want to pay. Is your down payment for the only thing that you must have money in the bank for normally?
Well, no, that you're going to need a little bit more. You know, in some markets, we can ask the sellers to help contribute, but typically you're going to have down payments, number one. You're going to need to come up with homeowner's insurance. And typically when you're buying homeowner's insurance, you have to pay for at least a year, and then we're going to pad it by a few months. You're going to come in with some property tax money. You're going to have prepaid interest, depending on the day of the month you close the loan. So there's a couple things that you'll need when you close escrow. If down payment assistance doesn't cover a big portion of that, then yeah, you have to think about more than just the down payment.
Okay. So step number three to take the stress out of the home buying process is review a buyer's credit and get them pre-approved with the Radio Realtors RWA certification. Can you kind of tell us what happens there?
Well, I mentioned it a little bit earlier. It's not just a pre-approval. We're actually able to underwrite the file and issue an underwriting approved loan with the real conditions. As a broker, I have a couple different companies I work with that just have some amazing programs to make the buyer process easier and easier and quicker. And they're giving a lot of the control to me, the loan officer, so I can actually do a full credit approved loan. When they get my pre-approval letter, it's as good as a closed loan. So the listing agent and the seller can have confidence that this buyer is ready to buy, and we've already looked at everything.
And that's that RWA certification we're talking about, folks. We take all of our potential home buyers beyond pre-approval, and we get you certified. And RWA certification, it virtually guarantees that you can buy a home, and it shows home sellers that you're deemed a serious buyer.
Yeah, it really means you've kind of got the golden ticket to buy a home, right, Dave?
Yes, and it goes a long ways because the listing agent on the property is getting exposed to multiple different offers, some of them which are not valid, and they need to know that the buyer they choose is going to be able to actually close the transaction, or they're just tying up that property and the seller's going to lose out.
Right. And we definitely don't want that. And that's why we like to make sure that our buyers win. Now, step number four is to become a Radio Realtors power buyer and get out there looking at homes with the Radio Realtors.
So let's tell them why this is so special, Rob.
Yeah, the Radio Realtors power buyer program, Frank, is a one-of-a-kind program. And let me explain. When you're a home buyer, you may be wondering how you pay the realtor that helps you find and buy a home. Well, guess what? As a buyer, you don't pay us at all. The seller pays our commission.
So as a potential home buyer, your agent is basically working for you for free. And Rob, the timing couldn't be better. Check out the text we just got from the Radio Realtors hotline at 833-32-RADIO.
Oh, wow. You're right, Frank. This text is from Philip in Citrus Heights. And Philip is asking, if the buyer's agent works for the buyer for free, what difference does it make what realtor you use? You know, this is a great question. And thanks for playing devil's advocate here, Philip. And here's your answer. A great real estate agent is going to be able to help you get pre-approved with the right lender like Dave Hood from Nexa Mortgage. He's going to be able, or she's going to be able, to help you find the home, including counseling on location and neighborhood and school districts. And they will help you negotiate the offer, pick a great home inspector, attend the home inspection, and negotiate any repair requests. And they're going to also monitor your loan commitment and finalize all the loose ends prior to closing.
And the truth of the matter is, Rob, not all realtors do all the things that you just mentioned. However, as the Radio Realtors power buyer, we raise the bar even higher, right?
Right. And when you work with the Radio Realtors and one of our preferred mortgage lenders, like Dave Hood from Nexa Mortgage, not only do we do all the things we previously mentioned, but the Radio Realtors are going to pay up to $5,000 of our commission towards your closing costs to help you get the home of your dreams.
So you don't pay us for our services as your realtors when you buy a home. We actually pay money out of our commission to help you.
Right. And nobody does that, Frank.
Yeah, guys, you know, I've been in the business for just over 28 years, and this is a truly amazing thing that you guys are doing. I don't see this out on the street. No other realtors I know pay money out of their commission to help a buyer buy a home. It just doesn't happen.
Yeah, right, Dave. Not all mortgage lenders are the same either. Not all real estate agents are the same as well.
Yeah, find out for yourself why our motto is real people, real value, real results. You can call us right now at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO.
Or find us online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.
Okay, so on to step number five to take the stress out of the home buying process is you need to get in contract on the home of your dreams. From the time you go into contract, we can close your loan in 14 to 21 days, basically with you, Dave. And I mean, it's just, it's an amazing thing that you can close that quickly.
Yeah, it's probably one of the big reasons I get a lot of business, you know, especially in the last year or so, is the fact that we can close loans in a couple weeks.
So Dave, what is the best way for our listeners to get a hold of you to be pre-approved and certified for a mortgage refinance or a purchase?
The best way to get a hold of me is I'm going to give out my mobile phone number on the radio. 916-548-8225. 916-548-8225. I do work weekends and after hours, so you don't have to call me at 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. Anytime my phone rings, I'm going to pick it up and take care of business.
All right. Well, that is awesome, Dave. So you can reach out to Dave even on the weekends. His direct number, like he said, is 916-548-8225. I actually have that memorized because I call him all the time. But it's 916-548-8225. Or you can easily apply online at davehoodloans.com. That is davehoodloans.com.
Or you can go to our website, radiorealtors.com. And click on the preferred vendors link, Nexa Mortgage, and Dave's name is right there.
That's right, Frank. Hey, Dave, we really appreciate you being on the Radio Realtors today.
You're the man, Dave.
Thank you, guys. I so appreciate working with you. It's just a pleasure. You know, working with professionals, even for me, you know how it is. It's teamwork, and having our synergy that we developed makes the job a whole lot easier for everybody.
We totally agree, and the feeling is mutual. So we got to go to break.
Thank you. Give us a call.
Call at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO, or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com, and we'll be back right after this.
You know, there are some people who believe that all mortgage lenders are the same, but do you believe that diamonds and cubic zirconia are the same? At first glance, they look similar, but to the trained eye, they are totally different. What's even worse is when you're in the middle of refinancing or buying a home and you discover your lender is a cubic zirconia. This discovery
worry may cause your deal to fall apart. And if you want the real deal when it comes to buying or refinancing a home, you need the diamond. Call Dave Hood from Nexa Mortgage. Dave and his team are devoted to helping you get the right loan with the best interest rates and the lowest fees. And Dave can close most refinance and purchase loans in just 2 to 3 weeks. For a quick response, you can call or text Dave at 916-548-8225. That's 916-548-8225 or online at DaveHoodLoans.com. That's DaveHoodLoans.com. NMLS ID number 1660690, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, if you need flooring for your home, do yourself a favor and check out Zotex Flooring. But, you know, don't take my word for it. Check out their hundreds of amazing reviews on Yelp and Google. Zotex is a family-run business, and their friendly design experts will help you pick a beautiful floor that suits your home and lifestyle. By the way, Zotex also carries a wide selection of cabinets and countertops. Zotex is your number one choice for flooring, cabinets, and countertops. They have 3 showrooms, Sacramento, Rockland, and Vacaville. You got to check them out online at zotexflooring.com.
With the price of real estate right now, who can afford to buy a home with potential problems? That's why Golden State Home Inspections provides you with a detailed report full of information not offered by other inspectors. With Golden State, they promise you the highest quality inspections with an educational room-by-room walkthrough so you fully understand the condition of the home that you want to buy. Don't gamble with your home purchase. Schedule your inspection now at GoldenStateHomeInspections.com. That's GoldenStateHomeInspections.com. Hey there, Robert Lewis here with the Radio Realtors, and I'm excited to offer you another unique home sale option. We call it the Easy Cash Offer Home Sale, and this is a great option if you have a home that's a heavy fixer or has serious deferred maintenance. Or maybe you have a rental property that you've owned for years and the tenants have made it a headache for you. The Easy Cash Offer Home Sale is even a wonderful option for you if you've inherited a home that maybe has a lot of needed repairs and you just don't have the time, energy, or money to take care of it on your own. Call the Radio Realtors today at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. We'll come out to your home for a quick as-is value. And in many cases, we can offer you a competitive cash offer on the spot and close in as little as 14 days. The Radio Realtors Easy Cash Offer Home Sale. Get your cash offer today at 833-32-RADIO or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home.
This is a place to live.
This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
There goes our
neighborhood. All right, welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. We are broadcasting from the Radio Realtors Easy Cash Offer Home Sale Studio. My name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor.
And I'm Frank Crandall, your consigliere of real estate.
And we are coming down the home stretch, and we're super excited about this last segment of the show because we have in studio with us one of the most informed people that I have ever met about a lot of topics.
Oh, man.
But he has more information and more passion about solar panels and solar energy than any person I have ever met. And his name is Frank Desmachi. He is the owner of Nationwide Sun, located right here in Rockland, California. And so thanks so much for being on the show with us today, Frank.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So Frank, tell us a little bit about your background in solar and about your company, Nationwide Sun.
Well, Nationwide started strictly as a government contractor, and we build power systems of all sorts, everything from generators. We're state contractors, do everything from power systems, generator backups, solar power equipment. Aside from that, everything in engineering and anything that really has to do with electricity and power.
That's great. So, you know, there seems to be a lot of confusion, a lot of misinformation about solar, and we talked about that. But can you give us maybe just a general understanding of the solar industry and it's the photovoltaic systems and how they work in general?
Absolutely. And of course, we could get real egghead about it. But as far as people are concerned, the most important thing to know about solar is it really is simple. It's not that complex. Unfortunately, the industry has made it seem more difficult and complex than it really is, to a certain degree, maintain a degree of confusion so that they can take advantage of the general public. All you really need to know about solar panels is they go on your roof, sun hits them, they make electricity. They don't have any moving parts. You don't need maintenance. You don't need to clean them. There are no gears. There are no bearings to lube. There's no maintenance that needs to be done. It's a very passive system. So long as you're working with a qualified contractor and they're using proper material, what we call Tier 1 equipment, then you really can't go wrong. The only place where you could make a better decision as opposed to perhaps not the best would be your choice of what contractor you're using.
Yeah, so when it comes to solar, you know, we've heard a lot about microinverters and central inverters with optimizers, and it gets us pretty confused. And I think the general layperson is confused about it. Can you tell us what the difference is on those, and is one better than the other?
Well, there's really no one size fits all in anything. So the simple answer to your question is that there are applications where microinverters are better than string inverters. But let me first back up and give you a little understanding of what an inverter is. Solar panels make DC power, direct current. That's the same kind of power you're going to get out of any kind of battery. Then, in order for your home to use that power, it has to be inverted to AC power, alternating current. That's what your home has. So DC from the panel goes into the inverter turns it into AC. Microinverters, each panel on your roof will get an inverter. String inverters, or central inverters as sometimes they're called, they're on the ground level. All of the DC on the roof is gathered through conductors, brought down to the single inverter on the ground level, and at that point and that location, it's inverted into AC power that your home can use. That's really the main difference. As far as is one better than the other, well, there's certain things to consider. On a ground mount, which would be a system obviously not on your roof, the microinverters are just fine. There's nothing wrong with them. Really, there's nothing wrong with them, period. But from an engineering standpoint, if you were to take a component and multiply it, then you're going to have multiple points of potential failure. That's really the only down part. The other part is with microinverters on your roof, especially if you've got a tile roof, you really don't want people going up there trekking on your roof. It just, sure. That's not what a roof is designed for. As a matter of fact, when you get a brand new roof, you'll notice that they'll tell you, hey, if anybody else walks on this thing, it could void your warranty. And there's no such thing as walking on tile roofs and not cracking any. So in terms of corrections for replacing inverters, the old Murphy's Law comes into effect. It's never the panel on the corner that has to be removed and replaced. It's always the one in the middle. And you can't really send one person to do this correction. Of course, that's against OSHA regulations because, you know, somebody gets on the roof, they fall off, nobody's there to see them, nobody's going to find them until the guests start to smell something funny.
Right.
So that's one of the reasons why, generally speaking, on a roof, we don't like to use microinverters. Now, there are a lot of folks out there that muddy the water, tell stories that just aren't true. I call it the Christmas story. You'll get salespeople out there telling people that, hey, have you ever had a Christmas light string on your Christmas tree and one of the lights goes out, the whole thing goes out? Well, that's how microinverter works. Well, that's not been the case for over 20 years. Half the time, they really aren't lying. They just don't know. These days, in order to become a solar professional, it's about a two-hour webinar and go get them, Tiger. The difference is, we don't have any salespeople. We don't do anything like that. All our staff, every single system, and we're a little over 3,500 systems currently operating in California, every single one of them have been designed by engineering staff, electrical engineer, myself as an engineer. That's how we make sure and maintain the integrity of our product, which is why Nationwide has always enjoyed a fantastic, absolutely flawless customer satisfaction index. We've never had a complaint, never have had a disciplinary action, or even so much of a slap on the hand, if you will, by anyone.
That's great. And that's one of the things that we really enjoyed about you is that we look at your reviews and we don't see any negative reviews. And I think the bottom line is our listeners are probably wondering if they can save money on their utilities. But we've got a text question on the Radio Realtors hotline at 833-32-RADIO. It's from Judy in Roseville, and she's asking if we could explain in layman's terms what net energy metering is. Can you handle that?
Absolutely. Let me put it to you this way. Obviously, nobody can save your electrons in a bucket and give it back to you when you need it. So net energy metering is an accounting effort that is conducted by the utility. Say, for example, PG&E. When you make power in the daytime when the sun's out, you're making a lot more power than your home is using. When that is happening, your meter is literally spinning backwards. And in doing so, you're banking those credits in dollars. And then in the evening time, when you need the power since the sun's down, you draw from those credits. Mm-hmm. And the reason why it's called net energy metering is because at the end of 12 months, just like balancing your checkbook, they look at it and say, okay, you produced X amount of energy, you used Y amount of energy, Y minus X, the net difference is what you pay for or what your surplus is. And by the way, I will tell you that without a significant change in occupancy in somebody's home nationwide, customers have never to this point have had an unexpected true up bill because the system is designed correctly, designed properly.
That's great.
Wow, that's a great answer, Frank. Now, I have a question. Should you purchase, lease, or go into the power purchase agreement on a solar panel system?
Frank, that's a great question. And I can tell you the simple answer is it is always better to own your equipment. And here's why. On a power purchase agreement, you don't own the equipment. You have a rate at which you are buying power from a system that somebody else put on your home. The biggest issue in that, and this is something you guys, I'm sure, well know, it clouds your title. Somebody else owns a piece of something that is screwed on and attached to your home. Once you go to sell that house, those people are going to want it. They better want it. Otherwise, they can't buy that house. As an overall cost, if you add up what it costs you under a PPA, it's every bit of 12 to 13 times what it would cost to own it and buy it. And you have 100% control. It also is a great equity gain for your home when you own your equipment. However, when you don't, well, that's really questionable. And instead of really taking my word for it, if any of you folks out there know realtors, talk to them, ask them. Any questions?
We can tell you.
Yeah, there you go. Here's some realtors right here you can call and ask. It's just not a good idea. If you can own it, and everybody can own it, it's just, it's out there. It's everybody has it. Everybody's going to need it. Look, with PG&E, there is no question, and you guys can look this up yourself, web search it. In 5 years from now, you are going to be paying little over double what you are paying right now for your electricity. Now, keep that in mind, and that should really help make that decision clear.
Absolutely. So, you know, one of the questions probably we need to address and kind of have you just go over it is just, tell the audience what makes Nationwide Sun different from other solar companies.
Oh, my goodness. There's a list of things. But if I were to say what is the most important factor would be, we have no salespeople, period. Not a single person works on any commission. No commission structure whatsoever. There are a lot of companies that will say that, but they'll call it a bonus. They'll call it a this, that. Hey, it's still the same animal. Anytime there are commissions involved, there's always the question of whether the person doing the selling is going to have some motivation of perhaps stretching the truth or not looking for the customer's best interest. That's the big difference. The second most important thing is that every one of our designs are done by an actual electrical engineer. Then it comes to me. I look at it with my experience as a master engineer, not much gets past me. As an example, the industry is about a 10 to 12 year payback. What that means is whatever you spend on your solar, if you were to divide that by the average monthly payments that you're making to your regular PG&E, not even taking into consideration any rate hikes, 10 to 12 years, you would have paid for your solar system. With Nationwide, that number is somewhere around 5 and 6, mainly because we don't pay any commissions. Commissions increase the cost to the consumer. That's really the two main factors. Next, not really less important, I would say, is that we install all our systems by our own employees. We don't sub it out. There are a lot of organizations out there that have never picked up a screwdriver. They have no idea even what an electron is. They're a sales organization. All they do is get a bunch of salespeople together, put a marketing campaign together, go out, sit in front of people and sell them a bunch of contracts. Then they go out, look at Craigslist or elsewhere and say, who can get this installed for me cheapest so that therefore they can make the highest profit. Now, it doesn't take a brain surgeon to figure out that when those people get on your roof, they're going to have no recourse. A lot of these solar companies last a year or two at a time on purpose. They change names. They respin it back out, wash, rinse, and repeat. Nationwide's in it to win it. We're in long term. We've been around. We're going to be around. And we take care of our customers. Majority of our business is repeat clients. We get, on the average, 3 to 5 referrals every single week. Every single week. I think that speaks volumes.
Yeah, it definitely does. So have you been thinking about getting solar and just even, you know, dipping your toe in the pool to try to look at it, and you've been hesitant because you didn't know who to turn to? You really owe it to yourself to get a hold of Frank's company, Nationwide Sun. On their website, it says a revolutionary approach to going solar. And the website is nationwidesun.com, right? Nationwidesun.com. You can get a quote now. There's a button on there. It says get quote now. And it's no obligation, and you're not going to have a salesperson visit you. So, I mean, it's just a really, really great revolutionary approach to looking at solar. And, you know, what were you saying, Frank, a little bit earlier about Nationwide?
Nationwide is on your side.
Yeah, Nationwide Sun, that is. Well, thanks for being on the show today, Frank. And you can get your free no-pressure solar quote by going to the website. It's nationwidesun.com, nationwidesun.com. There's also a phone number on there, and it's 855-582-8453. That's 855-582-8453. Once again, the website is nationwidesun.com. That's nationwidesun.com. And we got to go, but you can reach the Radio Realtors for all your real estate needs by calling us at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO, or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. And that's all the time we have for the show.
Make it a great week, everybody.
You know, some things are worth the wait, but in today's real estate market, you don't have time to wait for an inexperienced lender to take 30 days or longer to close your loan. That's why we recommend Jeff Compton. Jeff can close your purchase or refinance loan in 14 to 21 days in most cases. If you want great interest rates, low fees, and a quick close, you want Jeff Compton and Guild Mortgage. 916-765-2900 or online at jeffcompton.com. NMLS ID number 298997. Equal housing lender.
If you're like many people in Northern California, your home is your greatest asset. You've spent years working to build your equity. Now's the time to put that equity to work with a reverse mortgage from Kathy Skoda at American Advisors Group. Learn about how you can tap into this important resource and create a sound financial plan that'll help you retire better. Call Kathy Skoda today at 866-961-6345. 866-961-6345.
NMLS ID number 1039827, equal housing lender.
So I've got Frank Desmachi here. He's the chief technical engineer for Nationwide Sun. They're one of the premier solar companies in Northern California. Now, Frank, we've heard why your company is different, but say I wanted to go solar. How does it work? Does somebody come out to my house or what?
Well, at the beginning, that's not at all necessary because we have no salespeople and nobody needs to pressure you. Solar is science. All we need is your usage information, which we can get from your power bill, whether it's SMUD, PG&E, SoCal Edison, and we work with all. And with that, we can design a system to give you 100% offset based on your last 12 months use, if that's what your goal. Most people would like to get to the point where they just don't pay anything. And that's what we do. Over 3,500 systems in operation in California, not a single one of them are getting get true up at the end of the year. I make sure of it. We even guarantee the production of our system. If it goes below that, we'll pay you the difference.
Find out more at nationwidesun.com. That's nationwidesun.com.